The newly drawn 13th Congressional District includes parts of Downriver, Detroit, and the Grosse Pointe. It's a crowded race right now, with 9 Democrats running in the August primary. One of the candidates is former Detroit City Councilmember Sharon McPhail. She's an attorney and has served as a division chief in the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, an assistant U.S. attorney in Michigan, and as general counsel for former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. She also served as an administrator for the Detroit Community Schools. McPhail spoke to WDET's Laura Herberg about her bid for Congress. She says one of the things that motivated her to run is the birth of her first grandchild.
I want to leave a world for our children and grandchildren that's better than what we have, not worse. And in so many ways, things are worse. And in Congress, I know what can be done there, not just from legislation, because let's face it, legislation takes a long time and people argue a lot. But in that position, the contacts that you can make, just as I did in City Council here in Detroit, will enable you to really get things done for people who have immediate needs now. Not a bunch of promises out into the future, but immediate needs. So I know how to do that. I did it many times on the City Council. I created a homeless program that wasn't my job, but I could do it because, you know, as a City Council person, people will call you back. So I had 200 churches and a homeless program, and nobody died on our streets for 4 years while I did that. I also created an auto insurance program where I went neighborhood to neighborhood and taught people how to lower their rates, because a lot of people don't know there's about 24 ways that you can lower the rates, even while you're fighting to force the fairer rates for everybody. And so I did that in City Council. I created the first and only $8 prescription program with Canada to make sure people could get insulin and high blood pressure medicine for $8. And that program went on for a couple of years while I was at the council. And then people started to do more. But, you know, somebody's got to be first, and it can't be all about just passing laws. Although, honestly, we have several people who have been in the legislature and supported, they will tell you, certain laws, but never passed a single one, never wrote a single piece of legislation. And I've done both. So I can do this, and I can do it in a way that's going to help our citizens in the district.
It's been a horrific year for mass shootings across the country and here in Michigan. Congress recently passed the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. What do you think of the gun restrictions detailed in it?
From what I've read about it, they don't go far enough. I guess you got to take what you can get right off the bat. But there are all kinds of other programs that could be created with Congress people going to folks across the country that want to build the coalitions to do buyback programs, to make schools safer. I mean, there are so many ways to do this. You know, I was a CAO of a K-12, and we never had anything like this. Not that people didn't come up there and try, but we had ways, everything in place to stop it. And, you know, that we don't live the way that we used to. We don't, unfortunately, our kids can't just, you know, go to school and, you know, take their little lunchbox and have a good day and come home. You have to, there's a lot more you have to build around them to keep them safe. And a lot of it has nothing to do with legislation, because as you know, there's a lot of, I don't know what it is, gridlock, a lot of people who don't want to seem to not want to sit down and talk to each other and come to an agreement. And as long as those people are there and people keep voting for them, it's going to be more difficult to get legislation. But even when you get it, it takes a long time to implement it, to get the procedures through the departments, for somebody to make the plan. So, you know, we can't wait for that. People are getting shot while we're waiting.
And let's talk about abortion. Now that the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, how do you think Congress should respond, if at all?
Congress should do a nationwide right to an abortion law. That's what they should do. And not only that, it is just, it's shameful to me that in 2022, we really have to fight for being equal citizens. We have to fight over controlling our own bodies. I mean, it's shameful. And people who support that, you should not vote for them, because they're going to influence your children. And even, you know, I've even talked to some young men who are like, we don't want women not to have the right to choose. One guy told me, well, he didn't want them to have the right to choose because he didn't want to pay child support. Well, I mean, you know, that's not a good reason, but we'll take support. You know, we want everybody to accept the fact that this is our body And if you don't have a uterus, you really shouldn't have much to say about it.
What do you think is the biggest issue facing the 13th District, and how would you address it in Congress?
The biggest issue, I think, is there is no process in place to bring people together. And, you know, I've done that in several places I can tell you about. But it's while you're in Congress, again, it's because you're there, because maybe Bill Gates won't call Sharon back, but he'll call Congresswoman Sharon back. And so you can build the coalitions, as I've done, that will create opportunities to change things on a societal level. In Congress, I mean, I for one believe that people who are progressive and who want progressive policies should stop trying to agree more and more with the right wing so that they won't get mad and not vote for them. I mean, this is when you're in a public position of trust, you have to represent the public, whether or not people who are opposed to your views like it or not. You have to stand up for what you believe is right. That's why citizens put you there. And too many people are worried about losing their seat. So I wouldn't be worried about that. I would stand for the people as I always have done. There are so many things you can do. You can't just sit there and say, oh, gee, I don't have the votes. And so many people who are legislators do that. And it's not about having the votes. It's about using the power of the office to help your constituents. In the city council, I had the strongest constituent service program there, according to Marianne Mahaffey, who I loved and who loved me. And I was the most prolific legislator she said she had seen in 30 years. And so I did the job. And I think a lot of people don't want to do the job. You know, they want to be something, not do something. So, you know, when I leave anything, it is better than when I got there because I fight for that and I work hard for that.
That was Sharon McPhail, one of nine Democratic candidates running in the primary for the 13th Congressional District. She spoke to WDET's Laura Herberg. McPhail was an administrator for the Detroit Community Schools from 2012 to 2018. Toward the end of her tenure, the state fined the charter school system $200,000, saying she lacked certification. The school's operator tried to fire McPhail and ended up in a legal battle, eventually dropping their suit. McPhail says she improved Detroit Community Schools' track record, taking credit for the 98% graduation rate it posted at the time of her departure.